This is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle. We're playing this week with Tom Beaudet, Amir Haleem, and Kiri O'Connor. And here again is your host at the Chase Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. Thank you, everybody. In just a minute, we're going to let our panelists tell their lies in our Bluff the Listener game. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, though, some more questions for you from the week's news. Tom, listen to this from All Things Considered.
John Jacob Jingleheimer Schmidt. His name is my name, too. Whenever we go out, the people always shout, "Hey, what about Iraq?" There goes John Jacob Jingleheimer Schmidt. He's not on our side.
That voice you heard was a man named Scott Sanders, who specializes in what kind of voiceover work?
Attack ads?
Yes. He does negative ads. Sanders and another attack ad specialist, Dennis Steele, talked about their craft and All Things Considered. And somebody had the brilliant idea of having them read nursery rhymes. All Things Considered, treading on our turf. Here's another one.
Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall. He said he could put himself together again. But after wasting thousands of our tax dollars, all the king's horses and all the king's men, he failed us. Humpty Dumpty, wrong on wall sitting.
I was so inspired. I heard that piece on the radio, and I was so inspired by it. Unfortunately, though, my sister won't let me read to my nephews anymore because Little Miss Muffet didn't go over as well as it used to.
Little Miss Muffet cuts and runs from spiders.
Tom, in a touching story of marital love, a woman in Britain donated one of her kidneys to her husband of 31 years. That's great. But what's interesting is that after the operation, the husband says that he's different. How?
He has to use the bathroom all the time.
No.
Well, there were so many ridiculous things you could say to that question, and I had to snatch at one. A hint? Is there a hint in there? He was different. He's softer, more understanding.
You're actually close, yeah. Well, the real problem was when he tried to try on some items at Victoria's Secret.
Oh, he started enjoying the feel of women's clothes.
Now, you see, I knew I'd send you down the wrong path with that one, but it was hard not to use.
Okay, well, I might have to take a hit on this one, Peter.
He likes to go shopping. He likes to go shopping and he likes to bake. He never did before, you see. Ian Gammons, 51 years old. He used to like sports and TV, and he hated shopping, cooking, and gardening. A year after receiving one of his wife's kidneys, though, he says he loves, quote, wandering around the shops and looking for bargains. It sounds absolutely ridiculous, he goes on to say, but I've started to enjoy cooking quite a lot, particularly baking. I've also become more intuitive. Now I go with my gut feeling, unquote. He also now agrees that everything wrong with their marriage is his fault.
Jeez, if anybody only knew it was as simple as giving a guy a kidney.
Woman would be lining up to volunteer.
That's all it takes. Bring that to a first date. Yeah. Hi.
Of course, then after you do that twice, you're kind of out of luck.
Yeah, there you go.